You're listening to WBEZ. A massive empty warehouse on Chicago's Pershing Road is a relic of the manufacturing era. The city's tried a number of times to revitalize the stretch of buildings in the McKinley Park neighborhood. Now it's trying again. WBEZ's Natalie Moore explains why officials think the third time may be the charm.
I want ice cream.
Well, let's walk to see.
Pont City Market in Atlanta is a really cool place with a Chicago connection. It's a former Sears, Roebuck & Company of Chicago retail store and distribution center. 30 years ago, it closed and fell into the city of Atlanta's hands. The city sold it, and in 2011, Pont City Market opened. A mix of housing, national and local retail, office space, and even a rooftop park with vintage amusement rides. This might not be a fair comparison because, well, different neighborhoods. But the first time I visited Pont City Market, I saw something familiar in the aesthetic. It reminded me of the historic brown brick warehouse buildings along Pershing Road, and I wondered, why can't Chicago have something similar there? Back here in Chicago, those old warehouses have also caught the eye and sparked the imagination of Maurice Cox, Commissioner of the Department of Planning and Development.
It's one of the finest collection of those manufacturing buildings that you can find anywhere. I've never seen block after block after block of that vintage lined up that way. And I was like, what is that? And why hasn't it been reused?
Cox learned the history. The four buildings are each about 600,000 square feet. Once upon a time, food processing, piano, and furniture building took place inside. But as empty structures, four is too many for one developer to take on. Now the city is asking for redevelopment proposals, but for one building with the potential for a smaller one next door. Built more than a century ago for the Army, the building at 1769 West Pershing Road was part of the country's first planned office park. The city is offering a number of aligned incentives, including tax credits. Still, repurposing industrial buildings is also challenging because of scale and floor plans.
The ideal vision will have a mix of uses, and it will most likely have a housing component. It probably has an opportunity to be a major job generator, whether it's an entrepreneurial hub, whether it's a technology base, or life science base. There's no single use that I think can fill up those buildings.
Proposals are due to the city in late October. The guidelines call for preserving the facade, affordable housing, considering transit, green infrastructure, open space, pedestrian-friendly, public art. But some residents told me they don't want this stretch of Pershing Road to become the next worker park. McKinley Park is a working-class community with a diverse population of Latino, white, and Asian. Repurposing Pershing Road is one thing. Creating a hot destination spot out of sync with the rest of the neighborhood is another thing. The McKinley Park Neighborhood Development Council has space in another repurposed warehouse in the neighborhood that is office space, not a transformative redevelopment. John Belsick is the council's president.
I moved to McKinley Park in April 27th, 1989, when I was born.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Pershing Road is a topic among neighbors.
People in our group, as well as several neighbors, want to see more small businesses in the area or like a mixed-use space. So whether it's shops and retail on the first floor, let's forward-facing businesses upstairs. So there's been mention of greenhousing, for example.
McKinley Park was built as housing for the Stockyards way back when. Blue-collar or green-collar jobs are what neighbors want as the neighborhood evolves from its post-industrial roots. And maybe that's not quite Pont City Market like Atlanta, but Pershing Road offers a brand new slate for the neighborhood to evolve. Not with an amusement park on the roof, but perhaps a rooftop garden. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.